All right, now, Bill, something humorous to finish us off.
Yes, of course.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Haven't got a sponsor yet?
No. Funnily enough, no.
Oh, mate, after last week.
They're for Ream. Everything's for Ream at the moment.
At Ream. But last week, five of the best. I was going to say six. Five of the best jokes you've ever heard.
Well, sometimes you double up when they're poor.
Now, this one was sent to me, and I think I might have told it before, but it's been sent, Jim.
Come on.
By Danny Green Boxer.
The
Green Man Man. He said, Bill, I want you to tell this on Monday.
I know.
And I thought if I don't, he'll listen and he might come over and, he's getting
put
a bit
one
old.
On your chin.
Well, he's a bit old and slow now. We saw the last couple of fights. But anyway.
Jeez, I'd love to see him punch the lumps out of you.
The puncher from Perth that has ever been Danny the Man, the Machine, Green Machine.
No. No.
That's him, Jimmy. Sent this through.
Maddie Campbell.
Come on, Maddie. At a couples conference, the speaker mentioned that couples are so disconnected that 85% of husbands don't know their wife's favourite flower.
Hmm.
Paddy turns to his wife and says, it's self-raising, isn't it, darling?
No.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Danny, feeding him. If you're going to send through shit jokes.
Oh, no.
Just a real poor one, isn't it?
Righto, what about this one? This is not from Danny. This is from Mike Tyson too. I'll punch holes in him. Yep. You're riding a horse, full speed, Jim. There's a giraffe next to you and a lion chasing you. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
You get your drunken ass off the carousel.
Oh, no. Rabbits, hit the song.
Jim. My son, Max, told me he didn't understand cloning.
Well, Slapsy.
Yeah. He said he didn't understand cloning.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that makes two of us.
Oh, no.
Jim, what about a little one too?
What the hell?
As much as Pooh, you know, Winnie.
Oh, no. Yes.
As much as Pooh missed Piglet, he really, really did enjoy that bacon sandwich.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
He missed him, but he's
eaten him. Rabbits. What a disappointing finish. What? Never ring us again. Not on your life.
You wouldn't think Winnie would do that
Never
to us.
Never call us again, please.
Why would Winnie eat Piglet?
Well, he wouldn't.
All right.
Oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't tell this joke.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he was standing with his mates, and he was too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim. In the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
Hey, see that girl over there with a wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
At the school dance.
God. Yeah. Just have one out of the back.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you're then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch courage, Jim. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy. And with a big smile, she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now, that's not bad.
No.
Jim, she said, wouldn't I?
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to think of the year I first heard that joke. It'd have to be about 1984.
You never heard it announced like that.
No.
Or told like that.
I just want to, on the record, distance myself from that joke and from you.
I like that. Old stumpy. What's the
Oh my God!
What's the wrinklest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? But I need to say,
you can't make this up. No, you need to have a fifth go.
When I point at you, you say wrinklest, right?
No. Yeah. This is not me. It's you.
Righto, Jim. We'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live. Yep.
Right.
What's the wrinkly? No. And it's a good joke, right? Brad, you say what I'm trying to say when I point to you.
Bill, we could do this for another hour, and it would be side splittingly funny, right? But we don't have the time. Bill,
right? Ready you need when to say I point it. Right.
No, you say it, Bill. It's wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest.
No, wrinkliest.
Right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? No. I can't say it. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, but
it's
Bill.
You in it.
Break it down. It's like ice rink. Rink.
Yeah, I know what rink is.
And then leest. Rink leest.
Rink leest. There we go. Righto.
Righto.
Righto. Joke. What is the rink leest thing on your grandmother, Jim?
What?
Your grandfather.
What is this? What's happened to this show? Like, seriously.
That's not a bad one.
Oh, my God. That joke took 7.5 minutes.
Wrinkliest. That's not art. Wrinkliest. Jim, can you imagine the headlines if Bruce Willis dies from a Viagra overdose?
What are they?
Bruce Willis dies hard.
Oh, no. No, Bill. No, there's something better in you, I reckon, for a Friday.
Not really.
It's not bad.
Something
bad.
Else. Finishing on that?
Well, of course. How much did it cost the pirate, Jim, to get his ears pierced?
Oh, how much?
A buccaneer.
Oh, no. Yes, Jim. Come on, Bill.
And where are his buccaneers?
On his buccaneer.
Yes, Jimmy. Jimmy, yes. Come on.
Should have started with the Die Hard one, I reckon.
What?
If you had a good week, Jim, have you enjoyed your week?
Love my week.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, I didn't get his little blue tick sucked in.
Where's my tick?
Suck in.
Come on.
I'll talk about that on the rough. Rabsy, don't eat this weekend.